Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the fan hotline. He calls the games for the Browns on the Browns Radio Network. He'll be at MetLife coming up on Sunday as the Browns take on those pesky, depleted New York Jets. He's Mr. Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, friends. Answer your question. I was in lovely, beautiful, the weather is always wonderful, Syracuse, New York, last weekend.
Alumni weekend?
It was had a little event on my student radio station, and kind of turned it into like a little mini reunion weekend. Did that Friday and Saturday evening, and then spend Sunday on my couch like any good American that doesn't have to work.
That's outstanding.
Although I know that I'm a good American.
You fly all the way back from Syracuse back already?
I took a 6 a.m. I mean, if everyone must know my travel. 6 a.m. Delayed an hour for de-icing out of Syracuse because, of course, and ran through O'Hare, made it back, and got on my couch like right at the start of the second quarter of the early 1 o'clock Eastern time games. Yeah, and now I'm back here.
Congratulations.
Live from Berea. Yeah.
That worked.
Andrew, what do you think the difference will be between Reese and Stefanski calling plays?
Isn't that the big question of the week?
I wish I knew
an answer. I mean, I could give you some babble about getting the ball out quick and, you know, trying to play to Dylan's strengths and moving the pocket and all that. And all of that is true, but it's the same playbook. It's not as if you're going to add 25 new pages to the playbook. It's about, you know, call sequencing and setting stuff up and you know, actually, you know, paying it off a little bit later. But that's not to suggest that Kevin doesn't do that. He does. I think Wyatt Teller has summed it up pretty well. I think he did it last week before everyone broke and took a much needed couple of days off, is that it's one block here and one block there. And, you know, it's great. You call a bubble, but somebody misses a block and it doesn't go anywhere. You know, you have a run blocked up all but one guy, so it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, you look at Quinshon's numbers. I don't have my chart in front of me, but it's like some absurd 86. Hold on. I'm going to walk over here. Stay there. Stay there, guys. It's not
we're
you're
not
going
leaving.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Hold on. No,
we
no,
have
no,
to
no,
stay
no.
By these microphones.
Let me stay there. Okay. 95.6% of Quinshon's rush yards have been after contact.
Wow.
Say that again.
That's silly.
95. So even on his long ones, and he leads the NFL with four rushes of 30 or more yards. Jonathan Taylor Jonathan Taylor and I believe one of the Etienne's, he's tied with them. So even on those, he's getting at least a hand on before he busts through the line. You got to be assignment sound regardless of who's calling plays.
I know sometime game flow can play a part in this. This is what I want to see change. The Browns, with Kevin calling the plays right now as it sits, are throwing more passes per game than any team in the National Football League. And,
Roger.
And yet they don't have a quarterback, and yet they don't have wide receivers who are doing a great job. And I think they can run the ball. You just laid out Quinshon. They're 25th in rushing attempts per game. And I know game script can have something to do with that. I hope Tommy Reese kind of can bring both of those things toward the middle. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, because that was the whole idea in the entire offseason, is get back to that offense. And if you look at the last 2 years, so 24 and then whatever we have, we're in week 10 of 25. I think these numbers still hold. As of a couple of weeks ago, no team had thrown the ball more than the Browns in the last 2 years. And if you look at what Flacco has done, obviously, in Cincinnati, yeah. Forget about the numbers. I just mean the number of attempts. You know, Joe Flacco, with only 8 games played, leads the NFL in passing attempts at 40 years old. And part of that is obviously with the Browns, but even in Cincinnati, obviously, he's throwing the ball even more. You said all offseason you want to run the football. Even if it's banging your head against the wall, you still need to run the football. Now, all of that said, it's great in theory, but if you go 1 yard on first down, 2 yards on second down, I'm all for trying to grind the other guy down. And last week, you're going up against the number one run defense in the NFL and the Patriots. But if you're constantly getting into 3rd and 7, I mean, that doesn't help anybody. So you have to find success on early downs. I don't care how you find it, but you have to. Because 3rd and 7, and then Dylan throws behind the sticks, it doesn't get you anywhere.
No.
Were you surprised, trade deadline day, that the Browns didn't do more? And what was your reaction when we heard over the weekend, or before the weekend, that the Browns would be buyers?
Yes, and surprised, but... Well, go back to the, am I surprised they didn't do anything? Yes, I am.
Okay.
I mean, the Joe Tryon, Troy Anka deal makes sense. He never had more than 7 snaps on defense in any game this year. So, I mean, he's a high motor guy that didn't really have any productivity and couldn't crack the third team. So, hey, get something for him. That's fine. I am surprised. Now, let me make this clear. I did not want to see Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller, or David Njoku traded. I did not. Especially if it's going to be like a late round pick swap. Like, I don't need a 7-6 pick swap and sending out a guy that has done any of those three, that has done so much for this town and for this team. I am curious if there were good offers. Like, if we find out later, oh, somebody offered a 3 for David Njoku and you didn't do it, you might look back and go, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
And the same for Wyatt. You know, Wyatt's going to be a free agent. Wyatt wants to stay here. He made that very clear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you heard his interview with Ken Carmen last night, which is great. He made it very clear he wants to stay here and did not. He and Carly did not want to go anywhere, and I love that. Free agent market, though, it might be a high number. Might begin with a 2. For a right guard. So, might be tough to bring back. You know, there was a theory that, hey, if you trade one of them, throw Zach Sinner in there and say sink or swim. I know he's been a healthy scratch most of the season, but sink or swim, you're a 3rd-round pick. Let's see what you can do. But, you know, on a personal level, I am happy that all 3 are still here.
I would agree with you on that. Andy and I were talking about this earlier, and Andrew Siciliano joining us. He'll be calling play-by-play, as he's done all season. Done a fine job. He'll be in MetLife Stadium with Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry calling the game for us here on the Browns Radio Network. The Jets traded away their 2 best defensive players. The Jets are 1-7, though they have some skill position players that I like a lot. They've had trouble. I kind of think this is a pivotal game for this season for the Browns, Andrew. If you don't beat the Jets, where's this thing going? If you do beat if you do beat the Jets, all right, you can build some things for next year.
I totally agree. You need to, you want to win this game. I'm fascinated by what this building is going to be like on Sunday. It's supposed to rain, by the way.
Oh boy.
Might be some decent rain, like 60s and rain. It'll be 40s there Saturday night for anyone who's packing. And then maybe 60s and rain during the game. The Jets just traded guys that, you know, players that fans have bought jerseys for.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of players who have been there a while. It's going to be, I mean, is anyone there? Is Fireman Ed, does he put a bag over his fire helmet? I don't know what the atmosphere is going to be like. Justin Fields, they came off, they had 500 yards of offense against the Bengals 2 weeks ago. Justin Fields didn't get hit, and that's not hyperbole. If you look at the box score, he actually didn't get hit in the game. The Bengals did not hit him. You don't talk about bad, people complain about the Browns offense. The Bengals defense, they didn't hit Justin Fields. And he holds the ball, God love him, for like an hour and a half. So Miles and everyone else has a chance to get home, assuming it is Justin Fields. The Browns should win this game.
I agree. I expect them to win. My fingers are crossed that they win. So we'll see what happens.
What's the goal? What's the goal for this team now, down the stretch?
Well, guys, it's a week-by-week proposition. The goal is to win as many games as possible.
And
to,
thank you, Coach Siciliano. Excellent, yeah, excellent.
No, and to wish Devon Hamilton doesn't knock that pass down from Geno Smith. I mean, come on, can a Buckeye help us out here? Like that was going to Tyler Lockett if the Jags were losing that game.
I know.
Yeah, they that's what I did. I rooted against the Jaguars last Sunday sitting on my couch and the Bengals and the Steelers. You win this game, but then you focus on next week. It is the Ravens coming to town next week. Let's not forget that. So the Browns obviously much better. Defensively, certainly much better back here. I'm curious, what does this defense do on the road against a team that it should play well against?
Yeah.
Now, the Jets have been running the ball really, really well. They have the number three rush offense in the NFL. So that is a legit challenge. And they'll take you sideline to sideline. And Justin is definitely a threat in the run game, assuming it is Justin Fields who starts. So let's not, regardless, and you think Garrett Wilson's back, he's limited. He's missed the last couple of games. They still do present you a challenge here. But the goal is to win this one. And the goal... Look, the goal is to have Dylan Gabriel play really well, as well, and so we don't sit here next week pointing fingers and coming up with silly conspiracy theories, because that's what we do on Sports Talk Radio about the quarterback.
Fair enough.
He looks like a guy who is competent running an NFL offense. We haven't seen him make the kind of plays that make you think, yeah, you really have something here. Can he do that? Do you think he's that kind of a player?
Guys, I've seen Dylan do it in person. I was in Eugene last year for that shootout with Boise State and Ashton Jeanty. He absolutely can do it. I know college, NFL, much different. Still good Big Ten competition. Granted, Boise State was a group of five school, but a very, very good one last year. I've seen him do it. He did it at Oklahoma. That's big time college football as well. So I know he can do it. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen the explosives. Curious Isaiah Bond's practice status today. That would certainly help. You would think, you know, my first gut reaction, well, not the first, but one of the things when you sit back and think about it, Tommy Rees calling plays, or maybe unlock Isaiah Bond a little bit. It's not as if Kevin hasn't been trying to do that. Of course he has, but obviously Tommy Rees and Isaiah Bond have the connection from back at Alabama, but I don't know his status this week. I would love to see some downfield stuff. But again, you might be a victim of the elements. It might be a downpour. I mean, consider, you got to wrap your head around that as well.
Yeah, that's true.
That Monday morning, you may have, we may have this, instead of this, well, how do we rate Tommy Rees? It may be rating Tommy Rees through the lens of a downpour.
Won't that be fun? Have fun on Sunday. Stay dry. Safe travels. All that good stuff. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Andrew.
Jet Life Stadium. See you, boys.
See
you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.